Chapter 33. In all her years learning the ways of the dark side, Carrot had never felt a rage like this. The alarms pealing through the ship only added to her fury. To her, they were like the cries of her own child. The worm crawling away from her in his underwear had caused this. The maggot had violated her ship, his intrusion corrupting the sphere. He had befouled Darth Mekkus's perfect creation. He had torn her away from her second self, severing the bond that made her whole. For that, she wasn't just going to kill him. She wasn't even going to capture him and strap him to the interrogation machine. She was going to hack him apart piece by piece, listening to him scream and beg for mercy as she hewed off his limbs one by one before gutting him and leaving him writhing in agony on the floor. Theron didn't bother calling out to Nos D'Aral for help as Carrot slowly advanced on him. The Jedi already had his hands full. He didn't try to reason with his assailant either. He could see the madness in her eyes. She threw her lightsaber, and Theron rolled out of the way, grabbing his damaged blaster from where it rested on the floor beside him as he did so. The blade cleaved the control panel he'd used to slice into the spear and force her from her pod, and he realized she hadn't been aiming at him. She was just destroying the thing he'd used against her. The lightsaber flew back to her hand, and she turned to Theron, who was still lying on the floor. He raised his blaster and pointed it at her, a hollow gesture considering he couldn't fire it again without causing the overloaded power pack to explode. She took another step forward, raising her blade to hurl it again, and this time, Theron knew he was going to be the target. Just as the blade was released from her hand, the entire ship was rocked, knocking Carrot off balance and disrupting her aim by a few precious centimeters. The deadly blade carved a furrow in the floor just beside Theron's right hand. The room shook again, and Theron heard the distant sound of an explosion, audible even over the clanging alarms. It was followed quickly by several more detonations, and the entire vessel began to shake and shudder as the Republic fleet rained fire down upon them. Carrot screamed and wheeled away from Theron, racing back to her command pod so she could retake control and save her precious ship. She threw herself into the seat, the dangling wires coming to life, their tips burrowing into the implants of her flesh. Theron squeezed the trigger on his defective blaster. No bolts came out, but the power pack shrieked and squealed in protest. He hurled the blaster in Carrot's direction. It landed short and skittered across the floor, sliding up against the base of her command chair as the two halves of the sphere snapped shut. Even through the impervious crystal, the explosion was loud enough to make his ears ring. It was impossible to see through the opaque crystal to witness the gruesome carnage inside, but Theron didn't necessarily think that was a bad thing. As much as he wanted to defeat Darth Carrot, he had no desire to see her splattered all over the command pod's walls. But though their master was dead, her apprentices fought on.